With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest recently released a plan that will guide conservation, recreation, and industry decisions on more than 3 million acres for the next decade or more. The Forest Service unveiled its nearly 250-page management plan on July 9th after dozens of meetings and around 21,000 public comments. This is the last chance for people who have previously given input to raise an objection by September 8th before the plan becomes official next year. In a YouTube video posted the day of the plan's release, Forest Supervisor Mary Erickson said the Hyalite Porcupine Buffalo Horn Wilderness Study Area in the Gallatin Range was at the top of the list for public comments. She said feedback ranged from
that area should be released for all multiple uses that have been there in the past or that could be there in the future with no special designation, to people who wanted the entire Gallatin Crest and all inventory roadless areas recommended as wilderness.
An act of Congress is required to officially designate wilderness, the highest level of protection from development on public land. The new Custer-Gallatin plan recommends around half of the entire 155,000-acre study area as wilderness. It creates two adjacent zones called backcountry management areas, which protect land from development and lock in existing recreational activities like mountain biking and snowmobiling. Erickson said the Forest Service adopted many of the suggestions outlined by the Gallatin Forest Partnership. It's made up of about a dozen conservation and outdoor user groups, including Winter Wildlands Alliance, where Hillary Eisen is the policy director.
The Gallatin Range has never previously had any recommended wilderness in it. And for the first time, the Forest Service has moved to protect an area stretching from the boundary of Yellowstone National Park all the way to Hyalite Peak.
Also in the plan, the Forest Service says around 19% of the Custer-Gallatin is considered suitable for timber production. An additional 20% of the forest is available for timber harvest to meet other management goals like wildlife habitat restoration. The plan sets the maximum amount of timber that can be removed from the Custer-Gallatin at 38.25 million board feet per year. But based on recent budget constraints and the costs of preparing and offering timber sales, the Forest Service predicts just a quarter of that total amount of timber will actually be harvested. Ed Regan is the resource manager for RY Timber.
RY was disappointed with the Custer-Gallatin plan because the proposed annual timber harvest fall way short of the sustained yield.
A unique aspect of the new Custer-Gallatin National Forest Plan is that it recognizes areas of tribal interest, including the traditional and ongoing cultural significance of the Crazy Mountains for the Apsalika or Crow people. Crow tribal officials and members have been calling for protections and access to sacred sites in the Crazies, as well as the Pryor and Beartooth Mountains for years. The Custer-Gallatin Forest Plan also outlined steps to support a year-round bison population, including projects to improve and connect habitat. A link to the Custer-Gallatin Management Plan is available on our website, ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.